there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There is more breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson, of course, sworn in today. But there was another decision that came down, this involving your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this story. It's just off the wires. You'll be hearing it on the top of the hour news coming up in just a bit. But we want to bring it to you because it's very, very important, vitally important, in fact, to our Second Amendment rights. First of all, what is it that happened and what does it mean?
Well, the Supreme Court, in wake of the landmark New York versus Bruin case, they issued a notice to the lower courts that the recent rulings on the Second Amendment cases were wrong and they needed to be reevaluated. And that would include anti-Second Amendment rulings across the country, a Fourth Circuit ruling upholding Maryland's assault weapons ban. They need to revisit that. Two rulings, the Ninth Circuit and the Third Circuit, upholding magazine bans in California and New Jersey, and a Ninth Circuit ruling upholding Hawaii's de facto public carry ban, which is similar to the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And Hawaii is another that may issue basically banning open carry. So it's really interesting. This is from the National Foundation of Gun Rights. They were the first to report this story. But this is huge because the Supreme Court is saying, hey, let's revisit what you've already done because we don't like it.
Well, you know what's interesting is that these bans, we have heretofore felt, I don't know, kind of defenseless, you know, in a sense, that we have seen states and local municipalities with these draconian bans on magazine size and taxes on ammo and all kinds of other stuff. And now what the Supreme Court seems to be saying, and again, I haven't seen the decision yet because it just came out. Basically what it says is, you can do all that you want in your localities, in your states, in your counties, in your communities, but it's going to have to pass muster with six conservative pro-Second Amendment justices on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. When you look at these different circuits, the Fourth, the Third, the Ninth, basically what they're saying essentially that those courts, they have to review the state laws in light of the decision on the Bruin case and then issue new rulings using the new text and history and tradition of the framework. So they may try to, you know, wiggle out of it, which of course they always like to do that. But if they obey the Supreme Court, there's no way that those state laws can withstand the actual Second Amendment scrutiny the way it reads right now.
Well, more from Gentleman Jim in just a bit on this breaking story. But obviously great news for gun owners across the nation and those who covet our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Coming up, what happens if in November African Americans walk away from the Democrat Party? What if conservative Republicans, conservative black Republicans, win the day? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now here on my desktop here in the studio, looks like there's a lot of congestion on the Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at Decatur. Looks like there's some right shoulder activity going on there. Also, moderate flows as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, but plenty of construction going on our roadways. Roadwork on Nellis Boulevard, that's both directions between Tropicana and Craig. That project begins nightly at 8 p.m. And roadwork on Interstate 15 southbound at the Clark County 215 westbound in North Las Vegas continues.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Las Vegas Aces have lost three of their last four. They fall to Seattle yesterday, 88-78 in the loss. Asia Wilson, 17 points and 16 rebounds. Kelsey Plum adding 16. Jackie Young has 13. They get back at it on Friday at Minnesota, the first of back-to-back games on the road against Minnesota. Also forward, De'Erica Hamby has signed a multi-year extension with the team. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they lose at Round Rock yesterday by a 10-1 score. That series does continue tonight. Colin Wiles on the mound. He's looking for his sixth win of the year. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This sports flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time to look in the crystal ball. What happens on the night of November 8th? November 8th is Election Day. And one of the things that a lot of people are wondering is, what is going to happen? Is the big red wave going to roll over Democrats all across the country in district after district after district? Nancy Pelosi might lose the gavel and might give up the majority. She might end up in the minority. We're only talking about 5 or 6 seats here. Myra Flores repeated time and time and time again. And what happens if African Americans, Hispanics, and other people of color end up running, not walking away from the Democrat Party? I meant to do that, by the way, just so you know. What happens if that happens? What happens if the coalition, the niche coalition that for decades Democrats have assembled? I mean, what was it? Like 90% of African Americans would end up supporting the Democrats? What happens to that coalition if that indeed happens? And a great example is Tim Scott. He was on with Jesse Waters last night. And, you know, people like Tim Scott are a threat to this Democrat coalition. This was Tim Scott last night. This is cut one, by the way. And I want you to hear Tim Scott, the U.S. senator from South Carolina, who is absolutely brilliant and I think has an amazing future in the Republican Party. He is a threat to the Democrat coalition. Listen to this.
I certainly think that the greatest threat to the liberal coalition are black conservatives who stand up and think for ourselves. We represent the fact that the African-American community is not a monolithic community. If you could ever break the stronghold that the Democrats have in the African-American community, the entire coalition falls apart. And think about this, Jesse. President Biden's approval ratings have never been lower in the African-American community and the Hispanic community. The last thing people want to see are people like Clarence Thomas, Ben Carson, and myself standing up and making common sense popular everywhere in the nation. And oh, by the way, we happen to be black. That is a great threat to the entire coalition on the left. So they want to shut it down, cancel Clarence Thomas because he dares to think for himself. But more importantly, don't you think for yourself, because they want the price to be so high that you don't ever dare to leave wherever they say you should sit.
I love that. I love the idea that Tim Scott is maybe the biggest threat to the Democrat coalition. It's hard to believe, but it really is true. Stay where you are. We're going to go to your phone calls coming up next. So you want to join in, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NML. S-64367.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose, but now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I want you to hear Mike Huckabee and Sean Hannity and something that to me is like my worst nightmare is seeing AOC challenge Donald Trump for president of the United States in 2024. I had not even thought of that, but it came up on the show last night on the Hannity show on Fox News Channel. This was Mike Huckabee last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Anyway, apparently Joe is also angry
at his own party that they're not backing him up on his genius plan to run for re-election in 2024 at the age of 81, when one person who's still not on board with Biden 2024 is the real Speaker of the House. That's New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In fact, the media is now asking if she wants to take on Joe and run for president herself. Take a look.
There's some speculation as to whether President Biden is going to run in 2024. Mm-hmm. There's some reports that he's a little frustrated that people keep asking because he keeps on saying yes. And people go, are you sure? Are you sure? I know somebody who's going to turn 35 about a month before the election in 2024. And they represent New York's 14th. Is that job appealing to you at all?
I think that...
Theoretically.
Listen, I think that we need to focus on keeping a democracy mm-hmm. for anybody to be president in the next couple of years.
So it's possible.
I don't know about all
that. Hey, with reaction to that, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Fox News contributor Charlie Hurt. Governor, I would argue that AOC and the squad has more sway, more power over the Democratic Socialist Party, the New Green Deal, than Joe Biden has or Nancy Pelosi. Is that a far-out assertion? And the reason I make it is because everything that the squad has wanted, that's their agenda.
That's right.
Joe's pretty well captive to the far left of his party, and he has been since he got the nomination. It's pretty apparent that Joe's not sure what he stands for. He just reads the cards. It tells him, walk in, say hello to everyone, sit down, stand up, go to the toilet, be careful when you sit down, don't eat the paper. It's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
I think you're exactly right. I think you're right, Sean, that that's exactly what's happening. But here's what I wish people would remember. I know you remember it. When Joe Biden said that if anyone in his administration ever showed disrespect to the press, he'd be fired on the spot. On the spot, he said. Joe should fire himself.
Oh, I just love that. I just absolutely love that. The other piece of sound I wanted to make sure we got in, because we always get to the end of the show, and there's always one or two things that we leave on the table and we don't bring it out. That was Laura Ingraham last night saying that Democrats, that their messaging is all wrong. This is cut number four. Laura Ingraham last night on the Ingraham Angle. Listen to this.
Democrat Congressman Ruben Gallego of Arizona sniped to Politico that I think ultra-MAGA is not a good talking point. And one Democrat strategist said Putin's price hike is not meeting voters where they are. But it doesn't matter because Biden is undeterred, tweeting today that the ultra-MAGA agenda has always been about taking away women's rights in every single state. Okay. It's actually so dumb that it's sad at this point. And the only sensible conclusion has to be that the Biden people, they're kind of enjoying this. It's masochistic for them to stay on the same policy course. But it's also sadistic, because at some level, they have to be relishing America's pain, rejoicing almost in the fact that our workers are losing good-paying jobs in the oil and gas industry.
We just had a recent report that was put out that's showing all of the energy and the employment stats from last year. Clean energy is winning. Fossil fuels losing jobs.
What a lovely woman. Well, just more evidence that the Democrats truly have forgotten the working class in America.
Well, she's right. Laura Ingraham, as always, is right. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Scott Hammond will join us. I love having him on. He is a state senator who has dedicated his life, and most of his adult life at that, to education, our kids, our future. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up at 2:05. So stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
My Uncle Roger and I used to come to the park all the time. I really miss him.
I miss seeing Roger. He's a great neighbor. I hope he's okay.
We used to grab coffee every day on our breaks. It's been a while, though.
When someone is struggling, they can distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love this. I really honestly do. Sean Hannity last night exposed Cassidy Hutchison and her testimony during the January 6th committee hearings. It wasn't even close. It's not even a judgment call. It is so obvious what happened on Tuesday before the January 6th committee. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
This was an emergency hearing. We have shocking, game-changing new information brought forward by a White House staffer named Cassidy Hutchison. But that wasn't true. This was not an emergency hearing at all. This was not breaking new information. In fact, the committee actually, we discovered, interviewed Ms. Hutchison on tape on four separate occasions prior to the testimony. Now, they have known about her claims for months, but apparently they never got around to corroborating any of them, which is pretty weird because Hutchison's claims, we now have discovered, are hearsay claims. Like, for example, her wild story about Trump physically assaulting two Secret Service agents while trying to commandeer the presidential limo, the beast, as they call it, and drive it to the Capitol himself. Now, tonight we're learning that the committee never even one time reached out and did their due diligence to the Secret Service to ever verify